A missile strike on a train station in Kramatorsk in eastern Ukraine killed at least 50 people today, according to Ukrainian officials who blamed Russia for the attack. The station was full of people fleeing Russian forces.
Eastern Ukraine is also home to the nuclear power plant in Zaporizhia, where the Russian invasion has raised fears of a potential nuclear disaster. Thankfully, that has not happened. In the north, Russian troops withdrew from the area around Chernobyl last week. Let's talk more about this with Edwin Lyman. He is Director of Nuclear Power Safety with the Union of Concerned Scientists. Welcome.
Hello.
So I think a lot of people were surprised when Russian forces sort of suddenly pulled out of Chernobyl. Of course, they still control the area around the Zaporizhia power plant. How would you assess the danger? Has it passed?
I would say for now, the danger is somewhat lessened. Now that Russia is not advancing on the other nuclear power plants in the country, and there are three other sites. However, at Zaporizhia, the plant is under control of Russian forces, and that can't be good for the morale of the Ukrainian personnel who are at the plant. So that's an ongoing concern. You can't overstate the role of the personnel in maintaining good nuclear power plant safety. They have to be well rested, and they have to have good morale, and they can't be operating under undue duress.
So what's the danger then, if that's not the case? If their morale is low, if they're under duress, what could happen?
The danger is always that a mistake is made. When you have an operating nuclear power plant, if you experience some sort of a transient, that is an event that is abnormal, the operators sometimes have to respond correctly and rapidly. But I do think that having that level of tension at the plant just adds another layer of anxiety to what's already a stressful job.
Were you surprised how cavalier Russian forces seemingly were dropping bombs, shooting in the area around these nuclear plants?
It was quite shocking. No nuclear power plant should be subject to the kind of bombardment that Zaporizhia experienced on March 4th. And I don't know if the Russians knew what they were doing, if they were targeting certain buildings and not others. There was no significant damage to any real safety-related equipment, but there were some close calls. And there was a lot of unexploded ordnance lying around that had to be disposed of, and some of it's still there. So, and there was a fire which broke out in a training building, again, not at any of the nuclear facilities, but you should not be even risking the potential for a fire like that in a nuclear plant.
So I guess what I'm trying to understand is why Russia has made such an effort to control these facilities. You know, early in the invasion, Russia said that it was trying to stop Ukraine from developing nuclear weapons. And I don't know if that was a real motivation or maybe it was propaganda, but what do you think?
I think it makes sense. These nuclear reactors provide more than half of Ukrainian electricity. So obviously, whoever is in control of them has control of a big part of the power grid. And that certainly, if you're invading a country, that's where you would probably want to exert your influence. And yes, there were stories that Russia was concerned Ukraine was going to somehow use the plutonium in the spent nuclear fuel that's at nuclear reactor sites for weapons. And it's not clear if that was a credible concern of theirs, but it does highlight the fact that any civil nuclear facility does produce plutonium. And if that plutonium is extracted through what's called reprocessing, it could be used in nuclear weapons. However, reprocessing isn't easy. There's no indication that Ukraine was pursuing the technology, so those fears would seem to be unfounded.
Some related news that we heard this week is that Russian troops had dug into the forest around Chernobyl, which of course is known for being highly radioactive, this forest in particular. I wonder what you made of that and what kind of risk they were exposed to.
Well, the area in the exclusion zone around the destroyed Chernobyl nuclear power plant has significant residual contamination, even though the accident was many decades ago, and some of that radioactivity has decayed away. There still are significant areas of contamination. However, the levels, the ambient levels of radiation, my sense is that the radiation levels aren't high enough to explain some of the stories that have been coming out about large numbers of Russian soldiers having radiation sickness from acute exposure. Generally, that would require dose rates much higher than are characteristic of the area. And so waiting to see if there's more information, but so far those stories haven't been confirmed. Nevertheless, you shouldn't go digging in an area where there's significant soil contamination. So it was very careless at a minimum.
So listen, we've been talking about all the risks and the dangers related to having a war in a country that relies heavily on nuclear power. And in fact, this entire conflict, energy, has become a flashpoint. You know, the European Union is debating its relevance on Russian imports of fossil fuel and the like. Do you think this will change the way that Europe and the world views nuclear power?
I think though there will be changes. It's just not clear right now what kind of changes will happen, because there are really two lessons here. One is that if you're dependent on fossil fuel imports from a potentially hostile neighbor, that makes you vulnerable. And nuclear power, you know, could provide an alternative for some countries, although that has vulnerabilities of its own. On the other hand, it illustrates that even a peaceful nuclear power plant can become a target, and I think it's heightened awareness of that possibility, so that you might want to be more cautious. So it's not really clear where things are going, but both the pro-nuclear and the anti-nuclear camps are using this conflict, you know, for their messaging purposes, which is kind of depressing to me.
Edwin Lyman is Director of Nuclear Power Safety with the Union of Concerned Scientists. Appreciate your expertise, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.